Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I never thought I'd get the pleasure of this intro. Because usually his time is spent with B. Mitch and Finley before he intros his own show. But I don't know if he felt sorry for us, which I would think it is because he is a humanitarian first. But for some reason, we are graced today to have Chris Russell, a.k.a. The Rooster, with us at 12:05, Denton Day. How you did this, brother, I will never know. But Rooster, thank you for giving us this ratings boost.
You're welcome, Doc. How are you? I can't promise anything. I will tell you this. Denton went out of his way. This took a lot of negotiation. This took a lot of communication. It was not easy securing the rights to me at 12:05 on a Thursday afternoon. I'm a busy man, Doc.
No, I know. Hey, look, no. Man, you just came off of one of the more dynamic 3 hours of broadcasts with Windbag Wednesday.
Well, it wasn't 3 hours. See, like, you got cut short an hour yesterday, right, for Coach?
No, I didn't. No, I listened to it twice, so I wouldn't cut you, no. I mean, I think like most of them, we just go back and listen to it again. I mean, you just can't get enough of it. What do you say, Rooster? What's at the top of your list of topics for today?
Well, I mean, there's a bunch of things, in my mind going on. First, as weird as it is to say, the Wizards are back in the news, right? Not only Summer League tomorrow night, which I'm looking forward to, but they made an acquisition that'll help them, you know, presumably in the second half last night that everybody seems to like, and coming off of a torn ACL, so yeah, I'd probably play here for a month and then get traded, but it seemed like a very reasonable deal. So, you know, that's one thing that we're definitely going to be getting into. And then, you know, the Nats, it's quickly becoming hard to talk Nats, right, even with James Wood up. Yeah. Because they're just floundering. And I think, by the way, the trade deadline, I've said this a couple times on the show, Doc, you probably heard, because you are one of my
and most
P1-ish listeners, which I appreciate. You know, I think the trade deadline for Mike Rizzo and the Nationals comes at, like, I don't know, July 22nd, July 23rd, not July 30th like it does for everyone else. I think he's going to start imploding this team as quickly as possible, especially with them floundering all over the place here over the last week. And really, it's more than that, and I don't expect it to change much before the All-Star. I mean, we'll see what Mackenzie Gore can do today, but he struggled in three out of his last four starts. So we'll see. You know, so I want to, like, you know, I'm interested in that because they gave away essentially three guys, really four guys, without getting anything for them. And Nick Senzel, Joey Meneses was sent down to the minors, but, you know, maybe they could have spun Victor Robles earlier in the year, and Eddie Rosario, right? So they've already given away some of the guys that I think were tradable pieces. Not that you were going to get huge returns, but tradable pieces, right, where you can get something. And they had to give those guys away essentially for free right now. And Meneses is still with the organization, granted, but essentially they don't have those trade chip pieces. So is it a Kyle Finnegan? Is it, can they find a sucker for Patrick Corbin? Can they find, you know, is it Hunter Harvey and Kyle Finnegan, one or the other? Is it Lane Thomas? You know, I mean, at this point, no, pretty much every veteran has got to go. And I was singing a different tune a week ago, especially after those back-to-back wins against the Mets.
Yeah. No, you're right. It's painful, Denton, but he's right. You got to strip it down and go youth.
Mm-hmm.
And so that you were looking at the way that lineup started off with Abram and Wood, that is a look into your future.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Wood was, like you said, up into the two spot last night after being in the three spot.
Started five,
You know, I mean, because he started six in his debut a week and half ago, and then he was quickly moved up to three. And he's so good at working counts for the most part. And then on Tuesday night, was it Tuesday? Yeah, I guess it was Tuesday night, the first game this year. I mean, Doc, he hit the ball on the screws. I mean, 109, 110 mile an hour exit velocity, what have you. And so they moved him up to number two. And I don't know if that's the right spot for him. I don't know if that's where he'll wind up. I tend to doubt it. But listen, if he's two or three, he's going to get more opportunities and more at-bats and more pitches to see than he would at six or seven or five or you know, even if you want to argue in the cleanup spot. So I'm curious because they'll be playing during my show to see if they've got any juice going to Milwaukee for the final games before the All-Star break, or if they've just tapped out and thrown in the white towel, because they're pretty much, I think it's like nine games under 500 now. And it, again, could easily be 10 or 11 games under 500 by the time we get to the break. And if that's the case, I expect Rizzo to come out firing from the second half after the All-Star break and trading everybody. So we'll see what happens. You know, and there was one last thing. You know, on the Commanders front, right? Doc, I know you're going to love this, but Robert Griffin III opened up his trap again. Did you see that?
No way.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I don't follow it.
He's I don't follow him either. He just unfortunately shows up on my timeline. And I say
I like him, but I like what he does. Yeah, I don't care what he says.
Yeah, I say that with all sincerity. But he was asking Commanders fans if we'd be cool with having the old logo back on the uniforms. And that's like asking, you know, that's like asking a hungry dog if they want something to eat out of the refrigerator. Like, of course. It's such a dumb question, but it's such an unrealistic, tone-deaf, typical question slash unfortunate answer that really summarizes what Robert Griffin III was about here in Washington and what still he seems to be about in his broadcasting career, and why I think he's kind of on the outs with ESPN, if he's even there in any real sort of way anymore, is because he says weird, stupid, wild things. Like, of course the fans want the old Indian head logo. Of course they want the old name back. Of course, of course, of course, of course. It ain't coming back. It's not coming back. There's no chance the Indian head logo comes back. None. At all. Zero.
I agree.
I mean, you and I were both exposed. We had a healthy dose of Robert Griffin III when he was here. And we all know it didn't work out. But he sometimes, like some other people we know, is his own worst enemy, you know? I was trying to be nice.
That Jayden Daniels does not have those traits.
I hope not. Good. If he does, I'm going to scream.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, I hope
he
not.
He doesn't. He's got his own issues. And it's not about him, but it's about his posse, which he's going to have to prove that he can contain some level of control with his posse.
Well,
this Ayuk thing has really gotten to be, I take a peekaboo at it. I refuse to follow it, but I did pick a peekaboo.
Yeah. I mean, if his posse is limited to Brandon Ayuk, and The problem that I am a little bit worried about with Jayden Daniels is, again, Ayuk's his best friend. His agent popped off recklessly right before draft, and put Jayden in a tough spot, right? Mm-hmm. And I want to love the kid. I mean, he seems super smart, super hardworking, mature, leader. Obviously, we know the talent, Doc. But if you, and you know this, right? If you know, like, I don't know how difficult it was for you when you made it to the NFL after being a star at UCLA. Was it hard to say goodbye to bad influences in your life, maybe that you grew up around or whatever? I don't know if it was hard or not. And I'm not saying he hasn't or he has, but there are some questionable influences in his circle that make him look bad. And maybe he made a mistake earlier, too, on top of that, right? So I don't want to blame all of them. I mean, Jayden's going to make some mistakes on and off the field. But you've got to limit that stuff, man. You've got to cut that crap out because you don't want to be in a situation where you are creating black cloud headlines all over the place. This is not the right city for that. Maybe in Carolina or in Jacksonville you might be able to get away with that. You know this, Doc. You've been here forever. This ain't the right city for that.
Well, it's all a learning process. You don't come with a kit that prepares you, and people that you've been around a long time, those people help shape you too. Whether or not society agrees with their lifestyle, that's not your decision to make. That's still family. So you're going to be loyal to that. He's got to grow into it. I think it was blown out of proportion. I also think it was you're being controlled by agents. All of this is just the agents win. Whenever it's repeated, whenever anything is made out of it, the agent wins. And that's why I refuse to play the agent's game.
Yeah.
Because I know what's being played. Yeah. It's the game.
Well, yes, you hate agents. I mean, you've accused me of stumping.
No, I don't hate them. I just understand their purpose. They're playing you.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, if you want to be played.
You accused me a couple of weeks ago of trying to be, what's his name, Ayuk's agent or helping his
Ayuk's agent. No, I didn't accuse you. I exposed you.
I am the last guy. Go check out Zion, your boy over there. He's the one that wants everybody to get paid $100 million a year.
Well, you two are perfect for, but again, it's your prerogative. I just go, I know that I kill them when I don't mention them.
Mm.
They don't like me at all.
Yeah.
And I like it that way.
Okay.
Because I get the game.
Yeah, I understand.
I get the game. If you mention them, you make their day.
Yeah.
Did you just get played?
You know, here's the problem, Doc.
It was a screenshot.
Yeah.
You could get it anywhere off the internet.
I know. Here's the problem, Doc. As you know, filling 3 hours a day at this time of the year is not easy, man.
You're the rooster. We like hearing about your lifestyle.
You do.
You don't have to do anything. You don't have to chase.
I don't know if CK likes that. I mean,
you are the story.
Yeah, I don't know
you're
if CK
Russell.
Likes me bitching and moaning about traffic and hot weather.
You're Chris Russell. Your traffic jams.
Yeah.
What's the difference? It's your life. We wrap around anything that happens.
Doc, I think you like hearing about it. I don't know if CK and the rest of the audience cares.
Rooster,
appreciate.
We help a brother out, let this guy know he's a celebrity.
I mean, he did say I had to negotiate with him today to make sure I could get him available.
I know, and look, I was shocked when you said it. You said Monday we had Grant Paulson. I was like, wow, we get Grant. We had Hoffman. I said, you got Craig. And then he said, we got the Rooster. I said, no way.
I was just waiting for the invite. You know, I thought, you know, you didn't like me anymore being
way.
That. You know,
and then yesterday,
you were so surprised that I called you on July 4th, Doc, to say hello on your afternoon drive little experience there after the Nats-Mets game a week ago today. You were so surprised about that, I thought, well, maybe he doesn't like me anymore.
No, I'm shocked that when the celebs take time and drop in, like B. Mitchell, I said, no, Brian, well, you know, they all, people all are, I get it.
Well,
and then I got.
There's only one of us that played Celebrity Family Feud, and that's B. Mitch.
Well,
you know?
I understand that. And he offered. I said, look, man, I appreciate it. But, you know, when you're down, we just grind, and we do that. And he said, hey, man, we got the Rooster. I said, no way.
Yeah.
I said, there's no way. He's got so much. But it's good. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Hey,
I,
man,
I appreciate
it's always
you.
A pleasure. Look, and Zion, hey, he big shotted us yesterday, but he did leave me a note that he got a new moving job.
Oh yes,
and that he couldn't get back to us.
Yeah. Well, he's not with me today as he normally is for Throwdown Thursday. So we limited him. He puts you on a minutes restriction. We limited him to about an hour and 45 minutes yesterday, which he was not happy about. So you're gonna have to wait until 6:30 tonight on overtime over on the Fan in the big leagues to hear from Baby Zion.
Yeah, he's hosting. That'll be. We get to hear his hyperbole.
Hyperbole is one way to describe it.
Yeah, well, that'll be good. Well, Rooster.
Thank you,
appreciate
Doc.
Denton just, you know what? It's like we give Denton an opportunity.
D-Day to the rescue.
To be his, the only, he can, today he can breathe, he can talk, he can do whatever he wants to do. He's so used, you know, to being with you-know-who, and I have to go, hey, Denton, and he'll come out. It's okay, man. You can be yourself.
You called my name?
Yeah. Please, be yourself. Get involved. You don't have to be, like, sitting in a corner. The ogre is gone. He's not here.
Ogres? I wouldn't describe him as an ogre.
No, you don't want to describe him on air as an ogre. I get it.
All right, Roost, I do have one question for you before I let you get out of here. I know you're busy, so I'll let you go on this one. You mentioned Mike Rizzo potentially blowing this thing up. Who are some of the guys, who are some of the names that you expect, you know, when they end up selling to be gone?
Well, so here's the thing. Because they, again, gave away a bunch of guys that I would have hopefully traded before and got nothing for them, the Senzels and the Rosarios and Robles earlier, and sent down Meneses. And because Trevor Williams is hurt and not coming back anytime soon, my fear is they're not even going to be able to get a ham sandwich for Patrick Corbin. So they're going to have to trade, I think, Kyle Finnegan to get something of value that makes it worth it as your big move. And then make maybe one or two other smaller moves. And I don't know. I mean, look, they could easily trade Lane Thomas, right? He's under contractual control. So maybe it's Lane Thomas or Kyle Finnegan. I hope it's not both, because then we are beyond throwing in the white towel for this year. And I know they're not going to the playoffs, D-Day. I just want competitive bait. I want people to care. You know, like, I don't want Dylan Crews to come up here in early to mid-September along with James Wood and for them to be playing in meaningless, and I mean completely meaningless games. And that's what they would be if they traded both of those guys. If they trade one, you got a shot at playing somewhat competitively over the last 2 months of the season, I think.
Yeah, that would be a drag. There's nothing like going after it, going through the motions with nothing at stake.
Yeah, you don't want that, Doc. You don't want that. I mean, we've seen a lot of that around here, and people make, you know, like these instant judgments, you know. Such and such played great in the preseason and, you know, and three or four NFL preseason games. I mean, you know, you and I used to travel to all these games and, they'd just be freaking invisible when bullets started flying for real.
Yep.
You know?
And it's a half a season.
Yeah.
I don't think people really deal with it. We're at the halfway mark. We're not even there yet.
And well, in terms of games played, they are,
in terms of where we are,
yeah.
As depressing as last night was for me, personally, speak for myself.
Yep. No, I agree.
I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Some horrible at-bats late in that game from James Wood and from CJ Abrams, too.
Yeah, I said it to D-Day. You can't over-evaluate with two strikes.
Yeah. I know.
I'd rather you be reckless. I just can't. I'd give no value in call strike threes with a bat on a shoulder. That doesn't help me.
I got you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Doc.
All right, brother. Number love
appreciate
for you, man.
Thank you, D-Day. Appreciate you,
all right, man.
Guys.
Be good. Father of the year, Chris Russell. You can say what you want to say about the Rooster, but he's always in contention for Father of the Year. And if they say anything about you, that's what they want you to say. That's what you want to be said about you. Go to break on that one, DD. Back here with more Coach Sheehan Show, Team 980.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting close to Christy Winters about to join us. Brother, that's going to be so cool having Russell, having Miss Winters on. That'll be nice. In the meantime, you have a little something on your mind. You want to drop it on us?
Well, you've been asking about Deion, and Deion Sanders spoke yesterday. He wasn't scheduled to speak on the first day of Big 12 Media Day, scheduled for day number two. Smart, bring the main event for the second day, make him come back. He didn't say anything that I thought was incredibly riveting, shall we say. He didn't say anything that grabbed headlines the way that sometimes Deion Sanders does when he speaks. His son, however, did. So I guess the traits are passing down among generations. And his son, who was projected to be a top NFL draft pick, the quarterback class this year in college football is weak compared to last year, certainly compared to last year. But Shador Sanders said that everyone treats Colorado like their Super Bowl, and that he knows where they're going to get everybody's best in 2024. Now, obviously, Doc, if you're looking at this from purely a surface-level perspective, Colorado won four games last year. That's not a Super Bowl. That's homecoming. You're not looking at them like a Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, I love his confidence, but I'm like going, wow. It really is. They really are. And the scary part about it, which is part of the first thing you look for when you're looking for a cult-like mindset, is that you got to get people to believe to the point of delusion. That's what institutes any movement, is delusion. And that is clearly it. I knew something was wrong when I didn't hear, I haven't heard his dad speak. Now, when is that? When have you said that? And I go, he's being awful quiet. It's awful unlike Deion. I know, and he doesn't do anything that's not calculated. Most intelligent people operate on the same premise. There's a plan to whatever he does. And I just find this is interesting. You're right. They won four games, you know, and couldn't block it. They couldn't block a ghost. But we will see now. Because as he said, remember when he said, we're coming? Yeah, everybody's coming now. And that Big 12 is going to be interesting.
And you're playing in a big boy league now. And not to say the Pac-12 wasn't, because last year the Pac-12 was really, really good. But that's also why they had four wins, because they couldn't hang in the Pac-12 last year.
No. Mm-mm. No. They couldn't. And Oregon, and I saw the Oregon State didn't get its just due. There were a lot of really good teams. And again, when you're playing against each other, you're going at it. That's part of the other element that's really not discussed as often as you would think. Oh, my bad. Bad host. How'd your run go today?
I did not run this morning.
Oh, no run.
No, okay. You know, I was up late last night. I didn't get up early to run, although I really missed a great day. It was beautiful outside. We got some rain. We got some thunder last night, so it cooled down a little bit.
Right. I mean, it was. I thought about you because I thought about the fact that we pretty much scared Zion to death. And although he did claim that he did try to get back to us, but he got a new moving job. that so he couldn't, you know, I for whatever reason. I thought it was a little strange that he would not have any contact. For all the things that we say about him, he has demonstrated a level of professionalism in the past. So that was interesting. Again, he's 26. What do we expect? You know, what do you expect? I do think it's a little better than being left out on the cold, you know? So I'll take that. Well, I'm excited about our next guest. Want to make a little room for her?
Of course.
Yeah, let's do that. I'm excited. She got a hot product. She was did you see her, any of her illustrious career? She was a baller.
She was a baller. She was a hooper.
She was, no question about it. And I love the broadcast. Love her work. I'm not going to date myself with age and tell you how long I've been watching. I have been watching her play. It would date me, but who knows? You already know I'm dated. Whenever you say you saw somebody in high school, it does really make you seem ancient, doesn't it? Especially when they are grown people with children. That really does do it. We'll step aside. Our next guest is going to blow you away. She's built like that. Back in a moment.
Major League Baseball, Nats fall to the Mets yesterday 6-2. Patrick Corbin now 1-9 on the season. He pitched five innings, allowing four runs on eight hits. They finished the series with the Mets today in about 30 minutes. You can hear it on our sister station, 106.7 The Fan. Mackenzie Gore on the mound for the Nats. Mystics beat the Indiana Fever yesterday 89-84. Ariel Atkins had 26 for the Mystics. Caitlin Clark led all scores with 29. She added 13 assists on top of that. International hoops, Team USA beats Team Canada 86-72 in their first exhibition ahead of the 2024 Paris Games. In international soccer, Colombia beat Uruguay 1-0 in Copa America. They're going to play Argentina in the final on Sunday at 8. In the Euros, England beat Netherlands 2-1 to advance to the Euro finals. They'll play Spain Sunday at 3. And big news out of the association, the NBA reaches an 11-year, $76 billion. That's billion with a B. Billion-dollar media rights deal. The league will have nationally televised games every day of the week once the NFL season concludes. And that's what's trending.
All right, DD, promise you won't make fun of me. But I do have to show my experience. I won't use age. I'll say experience in this. As I introduce this superstar, this comes to the microphone now. So proud of her because I really did see her grow up. Literally grow up. And I blush every time I see her. And every time I hear her, seeing her go up as a young lady, as a baller, to a professional on that microphone, just getting the job done. And the better the product, obviously going to be the better the performance. And last night was another great performance. Christy Winter Scott joins the program. Homegirl, proud of Rustin. How are you?
How are you, Doc? Oh, I miss you. Thank you for having me on for a chat today.
Awesome. I mean, past two, I've been feeling you. I've been, it's been rough and needed a victory, losing two, I mean, and good opponents, no doubt about it. The league is on fire, and I knew it felt good to get a W, and Atkins' performance last night was on point. The Fever getting a lot of press, but last night, that didn't affect the ladies' win of wearing the Mystics uniforms at all. Talk to us about what you felt from that game.
I felt all the pressure that they were applying on the defensive end. And yes, Ariel Atkins was getting it done on offense, but man, she was blowing up play after play on the defensive end, whether it was deflection, whether it was rotating over at the proper time to take things away from Indiana. They love that short roll off the high ball screens. And Caitlin Clark in particular, obviously, with that. But she was just in the right place at the right time. And if it wasn't her in the right place at the right time, she was communicating to her teammates where to be so that the team could be in the right spot. So for me, I was just really super impressed with the defensive attention to detail and taking away a team that had won five consecutive games in Indiana, who is the youngest team in the league, but has all of a sudden found a rhythm, and Washington took them completely out of it.
Denton and I share a responsibility of doing the Commanders post game. So we know what it's like when your product is growing or doesn't get wins. And early on, you had to suffer through that.
Right.
How proud are you now of the development that this basketball team has? They have grown and grown up.
Yep.
And now they're kicking, they're making up for lost time in a way that's got to make you proud.
Well, like you said, they're kicking, and we like that. I heard you slow down after that, too. But for me, I think, you know, with all the litany of injuries that the Mystics have incurred, I think that's been so tough, and it's something that you can't really prepare for, right? You just have to, you know, hey, it's Wednesday, we have a game, and it's at noon. So be there and let's go. And that's the proper mindset that you need in moments like that when adversity hits you. And that's when you, you know, it's fight or flight when you have those situations that are right in front of you like that. So for the Mystics to be able to fight through, in essence, without, at the present moment, without three starters, but then Dolson was out with an illness over the West Coast trip. And then right after that, Emily Engsler, who was inserted into the starting lineup for her, she was out the very next game. So they've had, and Aaliyah Edwards was out with a couple of games with a back injury, so she started some games. So you've had pretty much all your starters out for some time during this season. So for me, I mean, Eric Thibault, he's been doing a great job, and I know it's tough when you don't have your team whole, and you just have to get creative, and you just have to, you know, have the proper game plans in place. And I think you saw that yesterday in particular with Washington on the defensive side being shorthanded, especially with the defensive like firepower of two starters that you have down in Shakir Austin and Brittany Sykes. So you have a perimeter defender who led the WNBA in steals last year, right, in terms of total and average. She averaged two steals a game last season. So she's out. So that's a gap that's in your defensive unit. And then you have a rim protector in Shakir Austin right there, 6'6", right front of the rim, and she's out. So now everybody's just got to be on the string and just take everything they can possibly take away from opponents. And I think that's what you've seen Washington hang their hat on. And even if they're not making the threes, like they weren't making them a couple games ago, last night they were, or yesterday afternoon, they were making them. So you can't always rely upon shots falling, right? But you can always rely on your defensive focus.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what it is right now.
Yeah.
Chris, you mentioned Aaliyah Edwards. Obviously, she struggled a little bit at the beginning of the season, but that's what happens when you make the jump from college to the pros. She looks way more comfortable now. What have you noticed in her development to get to this point?
Oh, man. I think we've seen all the rookies, right, take a huge leap in terms of their understanding of their roles, number one, not just for their respective ball clubs, but also for the league and what that entails, okay? And, you know, you're talking about jumping from college to pro. And when you say that for every other league, it's like months of time. But for the WNBA, it's like 5 days of a training camp. After you college, you know, you finish college graduation, and then you're right into WNBA training camp. But for me, what I've seen with Aaliyah is the fact that she has been able to find her role on this team to be something where she can get off the ball, right? She's off the ball taking cuts from the high post, off the ball taking cuts from the short corner, and they're finding her on the move. So I think her shooting percentage has gone up. She's leading all rookies, shooting 48% from the floor. And right now, they are finding her in areas where she could really get better in terms of producing offensively. But for me, I think her growth is going to continue to happen. And I actually asked Eric Thibault this last week just about what she is going to look like as a pro as the years unfold for her. And obviously at the beginning of the season, he was saying, well, we want her to be able to extend her shot range. We want her to be able to, you know, add some more things to her offensive package. But She's going to bring the energy on defense. She's going to bring the energy on the glass, and that's what she's done well all year. But what I've seen recently is her ability to face the basket, make the high post shot consistently in rhythm of the offense, as well as on that short corner, and not just take those cuts from those areas and finding her on those off-ball cuts. So for me, I've seen her become much more comfortable with her role. I've seen the team make her more comfortable in the role that she has for this team. So she has a tremendous upside. She just turned 22 on Tuesday. So, I mean, a tremendous upside for this young woman. And she's going to be competing in Paris for the Canadian national team once again. It's her second time representing the Canadian national team. So a lot more experience to come on that level as well.
All I could think of last night watching Team USA against Canada was seeing all the commercials that Asia Wilson was in and the exposure that the, quote, W receives now, and what that must bring in terms of joy to you, pioneer, in seeing this now. It's off the charts.
Yeah.
Of how not only Caitlin Clark's games or Chicago's games, almost every arena that I see, and I've watched more now than ever, and the houses seem to be robust, whether every seat is taken or not, but they are robust. Mm-hmm. Can you translate that to our listeners to continue to get on board? Because this is real. This ain't stopping.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's the whole hashtag, right? Welcome to the W. And, you know, been here for a minute now. But I think if you look at what the NBA has done over the course of their tenure, right, it's over 75 years. You know, the first 25, the first 30 years, they were still trying to find their footing. So I think what we've seen now is the public, they've embraced and given grace to the growth of the women in the WNBA and all sports across the board, not just basketball. But I think there's been a huge, tremendous groundswell in the respect that these women have been earning for a long time. And now you see the buy-in, you see the investments. And I think for me, I've seen the investment happen at the collegiate level with the NIL, right? So now these players are building their brands collegiately, and then it's carrying over into the WNBA. So it's not just the, you know, the Magic Johnson, Larry Bird of the Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese comparisons, right? I mean, Magic Johnson himself compared them, okay? So it's not just me. But I see that, right? And I think that's what it took for the NBA to find some leverage in terms of, hey, we've created this, you know, this rivalry between these two teams, these two players, but that started when they were also in college. So I think the familiarity and the similarities there are definitely in place. But I think, like you said, the robust crowds across the board for the Las Vegas Aces, I know they sold out all their home games for the rest of the year, right? Mm-hmm. Chicago, they have fan following. Everybody's at the Mystics games. I mean, it's sold out in there. And I think what I love personally is seeing the little faces in there, right? So the 8, 9, 10-year-old boys and girls, right, this is their new normal. This isn't like, oh wow, look at this. Like, for us, it's like, wow, we've seen the ebbs and flows of it all. You know, we've seen the sparse crowds, but I mean, there have been sellouts, but not the consistency of them. Okay, so for them to see it, that's everything to me. So they understand that, you know, the fight is not over for equity and equality and acceptance, right? But at least now they are starting from a far different point than I was, right? In terms of, you know, doing what you love, but also having the crowds and your families and your friends and, you know, the little kids come in and actually respect you for it. And they have your jerseys on. They want you to sign the jerseys. They're, you know, I just seen so many just little faces light up and just in awe. I think last week there was something with Asia Wilson, and she's signing this hoodie of a fan. And her face, like, she was just, like, starstruck. Her eyes were wide open. Her mouth was just agape. And she was just in her moment, right? And you never know what kinds of seeds are planted in those moments for those kids. And it's not just if they want to do basketball. It's whatever they want to do. So I think for me, the hope of seeing that is something that will drive these youngsters to carry it even further down the road.
No, man, I've seen it. I remember being it back in the day at Cole for women's hoops with UVA Maryland.
Yeah.
And ruckus. You know, I remember the day. I remember. And so I'm going, look, day and night, couldn't be happier, man. But just keep up the good work. We're honored, man. Glad we could to get you on it. And I'll be back for more because I think it's fantastic. You've been a pioneer. You've been rolling, doing your thing. And it's time. And we're definitely going to be aides in this fight. Thank you.
Oh, I appreciate you. And, Doc, you need to get down to ESA. You know, Vegas comes in on Sunday, and then Phoenix comes in on Wednesday. So ESA on Sunday, Cap One Arena, 11:30 on Wednesday. We'll see you at both of those games.
Yeah, I'll be on the air, baby. But I tell you what, if you don't see me, you can feel me. Yeah, you can feel me. All right, good deal. Thank you. Christy Winter-Scott. She's a monster, man. Getting it done. Enthusiastic. Always the same. Just has a... She's effervescent, man. You know, being people that are just enthusiastic. Always... just always on. Hey, a little bit of good news. I know you're a Belichick guy. Him on Inside the NFL. I love the fact that we get Nick and we get Bill talking X's and O's.
Show a little bit of personality, too. Nick Saban's funny, so I can't wait to see him on game day.
Oh, he's hilarious. So is Bill. You just got to get him out of game plan mode. Yeah. Yeah. So is Coach Sheehan. You know it.
That I know for sure.
Exactly. Yeah. But you just got to get him out of draft mode. When he's in schedule mode or draft mode, then you know. He's in his doing his thing. But other than that, you're not going to have a better guy ever to be around. Yeah. All right, brother. Three down. Well, four down. One to go.
Four down. One to go.
Wow. You got it in you? Or are you tired?
I'll sleep when I die.
Yeah, me too. I'll join you on that nap. All right. Until tomorrow, brother. Have a great one. For all of you out there, man. Couldn't be done without you. K-9s, you can go back now to playing with your family and doing your whole thing. You are off duty. And we'll do this tomorrow. But don't forget, The Rooster is coming up next, followed by The Hoffman Show. What's his producer's name again? What's that guy? Haney.
Yeah, Haney, that's what it is.
Haney, yeah, that's the kid's name. He'll be with him. You don't want to miss that. All right, brother. God bless all of you. It was a blast, man. Just being around Denton Day makes me better at what I do. I'm out.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, DD, promise you won't make fun of me, but I do have to show my experience. I won't use age. I'll say experience in this as I introduce this superstar. This comes to the microphone now. So proud of her because I really did see her grow up. Literally grow up. And I blush every time I see her. And every time I hear seeing her go up as a young lady, as a baller, to a professional on that microphone, just getting the job done. And the better the product, obviously going to be the better the performance. And last night was another great performance. Christy Winter Scott joins the program. Homegirl, proud of Rustin. How are you?
How are you, Doc? Oh, I miss you. Thank you for having me on for a chat today.
Awesome. I mean, past two, I've been feeling you. I've been, it's been rough and needed a victory, losing two, and good opponents, no doubt about it. The league is on fire, and I knew it felt good to get a W, and Atkins' performance last night was on point. The Fever getting a lot of press, but last night, that didn't affect the ladies' win of Wizards wearing the Mystics uniforms at all. Talk to us about what you felt from that game.
I felt all the pressure that they were applying on the defensive end. And yes, Ariel Atkins was getting it done on offense, but man, she was blowing up play after play on the defensive end, whether it was deflection, whether it was rotating over at the proper time to take things away from Indiana. They love that short roll off the high ball screens. And Caitlin Clark in particular, obviously, with that. But she was just in the right place at the right time. And if it wasn't her in the right place at the right time, she was communicating to her teammates where to be so that the team could be in the right spot. So for me, I was just really super impressed with the defensive attention to detail and taking away a team that had won five consecutive games in Indiana, who is the youngest team in the league, but has all of a sudden found a rhythm, and Washington took them completely out of it.
Denton and I share a responsibility of doing the Commanders post game. So we know what it's like when your product is growing or doesn't get wins. And early on, you had to suffer through that.
Right.
How proud are you now of the development that this basketball team has? They have grown and grown up. And now they're kicking. They're making up for lost time in a way that's got to make you proud.
Well, like you said, they're kicking, and we like that. I heard you slow down after that, too. But for me, I think, you know, with all the litany of injuries that the Mystics have incurred, I think that's been so tough, and it's something that you can't really prepare for, right? You just have to, you know, hey, it's Wednesday, we have a game, and it's at noon. So be there and let's go. And that's the proper mindset that you need in moments like that when adversity hits you. And that's when you, you know, it's fight or flight when you have those situations that are right in front of you like that. So for the Mystics to be able to fight through, in essence, without, at the present moment, without three starters, but then Dolson was out with an illness over the West Coast trip, and then right after that, Emily Engsler, who was inserted into the starting lineup, for her, she was out the very next game. So they've had, and Aaliyah Edwards was out with a couple of games with a back injury, so she started some games. So you've had pretty much all your starters out for some time during this season. So for me, I mean, Eric Thibault, he's been doing a great job, and I know it's tough when you don't have your team whole, and you just have to get creative, and you just have to, you know, have the proper game plans in place. And I think you saw that yesterday in particular with Washington on the defensive side being shorthanded, especially with the defensive, like, firepower of two starters that you have down in Shakir Austin and Brittany Sykes. So you have a perimeter defender who led the WNBA in steals last year, right, in terms of total and average. She averaged two steals a game last season. So she's out. So that's a gap that's in your defensive unit. And then you have a rim protector in Shakir Austin right there, 6'6", right front of the rim, and she's out. So now everybody's just got to be on the string and just take everything they can possibly take away from opponents. And I think that's what you've seen Washington hang their hat on. And even if they're not making the threes, like they weren't making them a couple games ago, last night they were, or yesterday afternoon, they were making them. So you can't always rely upon shots falling, right? But you can always rely on your defensive focus. Yeah. Yeah. And that's what it is right now.
Yeah.
Chris, you mentioned Aaliyah Edwards. Obviously, she struggled a little bit at the beginning of the season, but that's what happens when you make the jump from college to the pros. She looks way more comfortable now. What have you noticed in her development to get to this point?
Oh, man, I think we've seen all the rookies, right, take a huge leap in terms of their understanding of their roles, number one, not just for their respective ball clubs, but also for the league and what that entails, okay? And, you know, you're talking about jumping from college to pro, and when you say that for every other league, it's like months of time. But for the WNBA, it's like 5 days of a training camp after you college, you know, you finish college graduation. Then you're right into WNBA training camp. But for me, what I've seen with Aaliyah is the fact that she has been able to find her role on this team to be something where she can get off the ball, right? She's off the ball taking cuts from the high post, off the ball taking cuts from the short corner, and they're finding her on the move. So I think her shooting percentage has gone up. She's leading all rookies, shooting 48% from the floor. And right now, they are finding her in areas where she could really get better in terms of producing offensively. But for me, I think her growth is going to continue to happen. And I actually asked Eric Thibault this last week just about what she is going to look like as a pro as the years unfold for her. And obviously, at the beginning of the season, he was saying, well, we want her to be able to extend her shot range. We want her to be able to, you know, add some more things to her offensive package, but she's going to bring the energy on defense. She's going to bring the energy on the glass, and that's what she's done well all year. But what I've seen recently is her ability to face the basket, make the high post shot consistently in rhythm of the offense, as well as on that short corner, and not just take those cuts from those areas and finding her on those off-ball cuts. So for me, I've seen her become much more comfortable with her role. I've seen the team make her more comfortable in the role that she has for this team. So she has a tremendous upside. She just turned 22 on Tuesday. So, I mean, a tremendous upside for this young woman. And she's going to be competing in Paris for the Canadian national team once again. It's their second time representing the Canadian national team. So a lot more experience to come on that level as well.
All I could think of last night watching Team USA against Canada was seeing all the commercials that Asia Wilson was in and the exposure that the quote W receives now, and what that must bring in terms of joy to you, pioneer, and seeing this now. It's off the charts.
Yeah.
Of how not only Caitlin Clark's games or Chicago's games, almost every arena that I see, and I've watched more now than ever, and the houses seem to be robust, whether every seat is taken or not, but they are robust. Mm-hmm. Can you translate that to our listeners to continue to get on board? Because this is real. This ain't stopping.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, it's the whole hashtag, right? Welcome to the W. And, you know, been here for a minute now. But I think if you look at what the NBA has done over the course of their tenure, right, it's over 75 years. You know, the first 25, the first 30 years, they were still trying to find their footing. So I think what we've seen now is the public, they've embraced and given grace to the growth of the women in the WNBA and all sports across the board, not just basketball. But I think there's been a huge, tremendous groundswell in the respect that these women have been earning for a long time. And now you see the buy-in, you see the investments. And I think for me, I've seen the investment happen at the collegiate level with the NIL, right? So now these players are building their brands collegiately, and then it's carrying over into the WNBA. So it's not just the, you know, the Magic Johnson, Larry Bird of the Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese comparisons, right? I mean, Magic Johnson himself compared them, okay? So it's not just me. But I see that, right? And I think that's what it took for the NBA to find some leverage in terms of, hey, we've created this, you know, this rivalry between these two teams, these two players, but that started when they were also in college. So I think the familiarity and the similarities there are definitely in place. But I think, like you said, the robust crowds across the board for the Las Vegas Aces, I know they sold out all their home games for the rest of the year, right? Mm-hmm. Chicago, they have fan following. Everybody's at the Mystics games. I mean, it's sold out in there. And I think what I love personally is seeing the little faces in there, right? So the 8, 9, 10 year old boys and girls, right? This is their new normal. This isn't like, oh wow, look at this. Like for us, it's like, wow, we've seen the ebbs and flows of it all. You know, we've seen the sparse crowds, but I mean, there have been sellouts, but not the consistency of them. Okay, so for them to see it, that's everything to me. So they understand that, you know, the fight is not over for equity and equality and acceptance, right? But at least now they are starting from a far different point than I was, right? In terms of, you know, doing what you love, but also having the crowds and your families and your friends and, you know, the little kids come in and actually respect you for it. And they have your jerseys on. They want you to sign the jerseys. They're, you know, I just seen so many just little faces light up and just in awe. I think last week there was something with Asia Wilson and she's signing this hoodie of a fan and her face, like she was just like starstruck. Her eyes were wide open. Her mouth was just agape and she was just in her moment, right? And you never know what kinds of seeds are planted in those moments for those kids. And it's not just if they want to do basketball. It's whatever they want to do. So I think for me, the hope of seeing that is something that will drive these youngsters to carry it even further down the road.
No, man, I've seen it. I remember being it back in the day at Cole for women's hoops with UVA Maryland.
Yeah.
And ruckus. You know, I remember the day. I remember. And so I'm going, look, day and night, couldn't be happier, man. But just keep up the good work. We're honored, man. Glad we could to get you on it. And I'll be back for more because I think it's fantastic. you've been a pioneer. You've been rolling, doing your thing, and it's time. And we're definitely going to be aides in this fight. Thank you.
Oh, I appreciate you. And, Doc, you need to get down to ESA. You know, Vegas comes in on Sunday, and then Phoenix comes in on Wednesday. So ESA on Sunday, Cap One Arena, 11:30 on Wednesday. We'll see you at both of those games.
Yeah, I'll be on the air, baby. But I tell you what, if you don't see me, you can feel me. Yeah, you can feel me. All right, good deal. Thank you. Christy Winter Scott. She's a monster, man. Getting it done. Enthusiastic. Always the same. Just has a... She's effervescent, man. You know, people that are just enthusiastic. Always... just always on. Hey, a little bit of good news. I know you're a Belichick guy. Him on Inside the NFL. I love the fact that we get Nick and we get Bill talking X's and O's.
Show a little bit of personality, too. Nick Saban's funny, so I can't wait to see him on game
day. Oh, he's hilarious. So is Bill. You just got to get him out of game plan mode. Yeah. Yeah. So is Coach Sheehan. You know it.
That I know for sure.
Exactly. Yeah. But you just got to get him out of draft mode. When he's in schedule mode or draft mode, then you know, he's in his doing his thing. But other than that, you're not going to have a better guy ever to be around. Yeah. All right, brother. Three down. Well, four down. One to go.
Four down. One to go.
Wow. You got it in you? Or are you tired?
I'll sleep when I die.
Yeah, me too. I'll join you on that nap. All right? Until tomorrow, brother. Have a great one. For all of you out there, man, couldn't be done without you. K-9s, you can go back now to playing with your family and doing your whole thing. You are off duty. And we'll do this tomorrow. But don't forget, The Rooster is coming up next, followed by The Hoffman Show. What's his producer's name again? What's that guy? Haney.
Haney, yeah, that's what it is.
Haney, yeah, that's the kid's name. He'll be with him. You don't want to miss that. All right, brother. God bless all of you. It was a blast, man. Just being around Denton Day makes me better at what I do. I'm out.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Nerd.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.